All right, time for another secret of charisma. What is it? The eyes. And we know that the eyes are the window of reality. To really understand the eyes, you understand the section. We're in the delivery and communication section. And I love this quote from Ralph Waldo Emerson. He says, "An eye can threaten like a loaded and leveled gun, or can insult like hissing or kicking, or in its altered mood, by beams of kindness, it can make the heart dance for joy." The blind spot here is thinking, how hard can it be? Mastering eye contact takes some practice. One mistake that is usually made is the length of eye contact. One gaze does not fit all. One size does not fit all. You have to vary your eye contact depending on the person, culture, personality, and even race. Most people tend to stare others down even though they don't intend to do that. It is hard to have influence and charisma when people feel uncomfortable around you. We've all been told to make eye contact, but we were never told why or even how long. Many people get tense with the length of your eye contact. What's the research show? When you increase appropriate eye contact, people judge you as more dominant, assertive, and independent. There is obviously a link between the duration of eye contact and the positive judgment of personality characteristics of the requester. Good eye contact is judged as having high self-esteem. Direct eye contact can increase compliance. Ralph Waldo Emerson also said, "The eyes of men converse as much as their tongues." Through our eyes, we can gauge the truthfulness, intelligence, and feelings of a speaker. Not making eye contact when we ought to can have devastating results. Charisma is enhanced with perfect engaging eye contact. Do you have the eyes of a magnetic person? Do your eyes catch and mesmerize others? Charismatic people have the ability to engage others in eye contact and create an instant connection. We know the longer the mutual gaze between two people, that the person is rated with higher self-esteem. It is critical that you do not look at the person 100% of the time. You need to be able to gauge how much eye contact they can handle. Besides, if you look at them 100% of the time, it means one of two things. You're either very angry or you're falling in love. Learn to mirror their eye contact. If they are not able to maintain eye contact with you, then you need to decrease your eye contact to maintain the connectivity. As a general rule, and it gets adjusted for each person, 70% of the time will work with most people. When people are uncomfortable around you, have low self-esteem, or unsure about themselves or the situation, it can be hard for them to maintain eye contact. This also can be enhanced if they feel threatened or you are perceived as an authority figure. We know people want to feel special and have their ego enhanced. When you can look in their eyes, they tend to feel you care or you're speaking directly to them. With eye contact, you can help them feel important and they become a focal point during the conversation. When you break eye contact too often or even too soon, it could break the connection. In a group situation, it's important to gaze at each section of the room. Even though you're not looking at the person individually, it looks and feels like you are. Your eyes speak louder than your voice. The pupil of our eyes are one of the most sensitive and complicated parts of our body. We know the pupils will dilate when someone is aroused or interested. It is also a sign of receptivity. This dilation is years of evolution. It is an automatic function by the eye that allows more light to your eyes to catch additional information. Being able to see others' eyes is so important to our communication and trust levels that we usually distrust a person wearing sunglasses. We automatically assume that the use of glasses is a direct attempt to hide the eyes in fear that they will reveal the truth. We judge each other not only by the length of contact, but the eyes themselves. Bloodshot eyes are less credible, and of course harder to look at, than normal looking eyes. Larger pupils are rated more attractive. Take a look at the magazine covers. They are famous for airbrushing the pupils to make them bigger and more attractive. I think the reason for this is when we get excited or become happy, our pupils tend to dilate. Photos of people with large pupils are subconsciously rated as more attractive. Let's talk about application. How can you enhance your ability to improve your eye contact and learn to connect with others? You can use eye contact to see if you have developed rapport with your audience. Following are some pointers to improve your eye contact and rapport. Switch the eye you're looking at. If they do the same, then you've developed rapport. When contact has been made, start nodding in the yes motion. If they do the same, then you've developed rapport. In a group setting, when you make eye contact and you smile and they smile back, if they do the same, you have developed rapport. Once you've established good eye contact for, 3 to 5 seconds, and you look away, if they do the same, you've developed rapport. Increase your gaze time and see if their pupils dilate. If they do the same, then you've developed rapport. When you have established eye contact and it seems like no one is home, you have not developed rapport. An example? Well, let's use another presidential example. It doesn't matter what your affiliation is. This is President Bill Clinton. He had many of the pieces of charisma, especially eye contact. Those that have met Bill Clinton say he is inspiring and was genuinely interested in people. When he talks to you, his eyes are also talking. His eyes are treating you like the most important person on earth. His gaze made you feel in awe and comfortable at the same time. It felt like he cared and what you were saying was important. His chief of staff, Leon Panetta, reiterates how Bill Clinton could make anyone feel at home, and they also felt they were the only person in the room. What's the key? Let's apply your ability to make great eye contact. Sure, it sounds easy, but it's all about the application. When you feel anxious, dominated, or nervous, it can be hard to maintain eye contact. Take a deep breath and realize what you're doing. Get control of your emotions and make a mental note that they are just as human as you are, or maybe less. If you're still having challenges, just look at the bridge of their nose. It will settle your nerves, and they have no idea what you're looking for. You can also switch between their eyes, or even between their eyes and their mouth. Make sure you're not staring them down. Practice this. Use the right amount of eye contact to connect and build rapport.